cliffcentral.com. George Meany, how are you, sir?
Hey, good and you, Gareth. How's it, Sierra and Leanne?
Good. Hola.
Hola is about right. It's Friday. I love it when George...
Hello, George.
Hello,
so,
Sierra.
George, tell me, because I know nothing about motorsport, right? Nothing at all. And I saw this Brad Binder making headlines, and I was like, South African dude, and I saw them singing Kosi Sikelela on the platform there, and I didn't know what was going on. This guy is actually really worth paying attention to, right?
He definitely is. I don't follow MotoGP, but now I'm going to start following MotoGP because Brad Binder is a South African and won the first ever rookie MotoGP over the weekend. The last person to win a rookie to win a MotoGP was Marc Marquez in 2013. So it's not normal for somebody to come from nowhere and win a MotoGP.
Well done to him. I mean, massive credit to Brad Binder for doing this, and obviously something we can be proud of in a year where there's not a huge amount going on that we can be proud of. How do you get a ticket that is 75 times more costly than a normal ticket?
Well, you pull your middle finger at the camera in Germany.
You know how often I do that? I often drive past the Metro Police and kind of give them the middle finger if I'm feeling brave.
Why, Gareth?
Because they're mostly sitting eating.
Well, in this case, a gentleman drove on a restricted lane in the autobahn and was caught on camera 11 kilometers an hour over the 70 kilometer an hour limit. He was 26 years old, driving a BMW X5 SUV, and the fine would have been 20 euros. But because he flipped a bird to the camera, the local police got upset and multiplied the fine by 75 times.
Wow.
And also took his driving license away.
That's very petty. That's extremely petty.
On what grounds? What do they say as the charge? Oh.
You don't do this.
Yeah.
Was that a German accent?
We will not tolerate you giving us a middle finger. We are very important police.
I've got a very bad German accent. Gareth's betting me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's just very, that's mean. That's mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. Sure, the guy gave a middle finger, but, you know, that's all we have as citizens against their outrageous fines and tickets and all the rest of it.
To even take his license away, that's extreme.
Yeah.
If my bathroom scale could fine me for the amount of times I've flipped the bird, I'd be very poor.
George, you often come in on a Friday and you tell us stories about people who've built cars or built vehicles or built things, and most of them look horrible. And there was this one which you showed me a while ago of like a bucky crossed with a limo. It was just a terrible car.
Yeah.
You've got some story about a guy who built a ceiling fan for his car.
Yeah, so this guy, he decided in his infinite wisdom to put a ceiling fan in the rear of his car. Now, if you go and have a look at the pictures, which I'll send you, if you go and have a look at the pictures, you'll see that.
Oh my god! Oh my god is right. What a horrible thing.
You will see that the ceiling fan is at the back of the car, turns very, very slowly.
Yeah.
And not decapitate him.
But why? I mean, you've got air conditioning. A car is a fairly small space. Air conditioning should do the job. Thank you very much. A fan just moves the hot air around, and you have a fan in your car already.
Well, he's got a channel called Unnecessary Inventions.
Well,
and
clearly.
And it's the reason he did this.
Stupid idiot.
I mean...
No, in his defense, some of his other inventions are really good.
So if you want to go and have a laugh, go and have a look at Unnecessary Inventions, and you'll find this dude having mounted a ceiling fan in the back of his car that turns very slowly. If I wasn't in 1918, I'd have thought maybe at the time machine.
All right. What a dummy.
He's asking for problems.
He's just, this guy. This is like people who search for a problem where there's already a solution.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, exactly. All right. We all get upset when we get stuck behind a truck.
We do. And in India, they had to move aerospace equipment. And this thing was called an aerospace autoclave. Now, an autoclave, if you go and look it up, is a unit that can withstand high pressure. It looks like a cylinder. And they had to move this thing 1,700 kilometers from a place called Maharashtra to the aerospace center in India. Mm-hmm. And usually it takes about 1 week for a regular truck to make this trip. It took 1 year for this big machine to move 1,700 kilometers. So it's about a trip just to Cape Town and half the back.
So imagine being stuck behind a truck for a year. Okay. Electric vehicles are always part of the news. You always bring us stories about electric vehicles. What do you got this week?
So Lucid, which is a startup, has a new electric sedan, and they are claiming that this electric sedan will do more than the Tesla in terms of range, 804 kilometers to be exact. The average Tesla Model 3 does approximately 400 kilometers on full charge, and the I-Pace, just to put it in perspective, does 470 kilometers of range. This Lucid EV will apparently do 804. Now, Lucid have made a lot of claims over time, and we're still yet to see the mass production of their vehicles.
Lucid. You see, I'm always worried about these brands that we don't know well. I mean, like, we all know, like, Toyota and BMW and even Tesla now. But Lucid? This is the first time I've heard of it. I know you probably heard of it a few times, but anybody else, Leanne, Sia, have you ever heard of Lucid before?
No.
Nope.
Driving a new Lucid. Oh,
really? I mean, I'm not Lucid, so I may have.
That's true.
Well, maybe the answer is in the name Lucid. And then last week we spoke about the dog by Boston Dynamics, if you remember.
Yes, frightening robot.
A Hyundai dealership has gone one up, and they've actually employed a dog.
Yes.
And so Hyundai had this dog, a Hyundai dealership in the States, had a dog that kept on wanting to come into the dealership. And, and so one of the employees decided to lobby to the board and ask whether this dog could become the dealership's mascot. And they
Oh, this is a real life dog. Okay.
Yeah. No, not the robots that we spoke of last week. Yeah.
No. So so now this dog is a mascot for this Hyundai dealership.
And, so they gave the dog a job.
They gave the dog a job, yes.
He's got a Hyundai to Friday job.
Leon Ball wins Friday.
Oh, my God. All right. So does this now mean that I have to give Carl a job and pay him a salary and all the rest of it? He's my mascot.
No, if there's a mascot, I drive a Hyundai. If there is one, I'd love a little, like, you know, silver statue that I can drill into my...
The bonnet.
Bonnet, yeah. So most people, like some people have the Jaguar, the horse. I'd like the little Hyundai dog.
Hyundai mutt.
The Hyundai mascot mutt.
Yeah.
And then very finally, I thought I'd pull out a weird fact. And the world's first speeding ticket. When do you think that happened?
Oof, George, you always get us with these because I always think, well, cars were invented in the late 1800s. So probably about 20 years after that when cars actually started getting faster.
Yeah, you're almost right. 1902.
Wow.
Well, traveled a scandalous 45 miles per hour.
Yeah. Bloody hell. 45 miles an hour?
72 kilometers per hour.
Evil. That is fast.
Evil Knievel.
Listen, in those days, there's nothing that fast, right?
No, these cars would do 25 k's an hour and that would be fast.
Maybe,
so,
maybe a train? I mean, trains were quite quick at that point, but nothing that wasn't attached to tracks, certainly.
Yeah, so to put it in perspective, in 1902, the normal speed limit through the city was 10 miles per hour.
Wow.
or 15 miles per hour on roads outside the city. So this guy was doing at least three times that speed.
Jeez, like, what type of car did he have?
The car was one of those old, it wasn't even a Ford. I don't even know what this is. I'll let you see. There we go.
Did it have a ceiling fan?
Yeah, no, sure.
It didn't have a ceiling all right. at all.
Yeah. Okay, well, George, thank you. That's plenty to chew on for the weekend. CliffCentral.com.